834, please, was also pulled.
834, paid bodily injury lawsuit of Don Perkins in the sum of $60,000 involving the Portland Police Bureau.
All right, so I was given a statement to read. On February 9th, 2017, Don Perkins, a 59-year-old man living in his van, called 911, Boeck, and reported he was suicidal, had taken pills, and would take more if he could not contact his doctor. Boeck dispatched Portland police to an approximate location based on Perkins' cell phone GPS. An hour later, two Portland police officers located the van and found Perkins sitting inside with pills on the floor around him. One officer noticed a black object in Perkins' hand. Both heard a sound associated with firearms, and they disengaged from the van and requested additional officers. Perkins tossed a pill bottle and a small black object onto the ground from the open side door of the van where he sat. Believing the object was a gun, officers told Perkins not to reach for it or he would be shot. Other PPB officers arrived. Perkins bent down and reached toward the black object. An officer fired one round from his rifle. Perkins jumped behind a tree, yelling at officers to shoot him. He again reached for the black object, and both officers fired additional rounds, injuring him. Perkins was handcuffed and transported to OHSU via ambulance. The black gun he had reached for was later determined to be a replica. Mr. Perkins' injuries were substantial, requiring multiple surgeries and a lengthy recovery process. His medical bills exceeded $300,000. Mr. Perkins' attorney filed a federal lawsuit in 2018 against the city and the two officers who shot him, alleging excess force and seeking $1.3 million. Mr. Perkins got a new attorney in April 2019 who relayed a desire to settle the case. The parties, including Mr. Perkins, attended a judicial settlement conference in June, and Mr. Perkins agreed at that time to accept a $60,000 settlement and dismiss the lawsuit.
Very well. That was my introduction. I will say no further than Rob Yamachika is here from the city attorney's office. He provided the city's defense of this case, and we've been working together on this case from the get-go. So if you have any questions about the legal aspect of it, Rob is here to discuss that with you.
Who pulled this item?
Dan Handelman.
Okay, very good. So I'll save you that for right now. We'll hear from Mr. Handelman, and perhaps there'll be a question or two. But we appreciate your work on this.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And was there anybody else signed up for public testimony?
We didn't have a sign-up sheet for
this
one. So if anybody else wants to testify, come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I am Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And until recently, whenever there was an item about a lawsuit settlement about police use of force, it was always put on the regular agenda. So when I found this on the consent agenda, I pulled it. I also pulled several months ago an item where there was a shooting in the Laurelhurst neighborhood for discussion, because if we don't have these discussions at City Council, we don't have these discussions anywhere. I testified last week about the changes to the Police Review Board, noting that those meetings happen behind closed doors. Even when the Citizen Review Committee members sit on those hearings, the discussion about the substance of what happened can't be repeated because it's confidential. So there is no public discussion of these very high-profile incidents that are of deep concern to the community unless we have them here at City Council. So I'm hoping that in the future these will be put on the regular agenda, not put on the consent agenda anymore. We have no objection to the settlement itself. We just, you know, it's worth pointing out that this shooting happened the same day that Quantas Hayes was shot and killed, with a shot to the head and a shot to the chest by a Portland police officer. Mr. Hayes was African American, whereas Mr. Perkins is white, and he lived. The OIR report, when they were talking about this incident, said that Mr. Perkins did not have anything in his hands when the officers approached him. Neither Quantas Hayes nor Mr. Perkins pointed a weapon at the officer before they were shot. So that's of concern too. One of the officers who was involved in this was also involved in another incident where a person in mental health crisis was shot and no plan had been developed. It sort of seems like this was another incident where this person was, you know, admittedly suicidal, and it didn't seem that the officers had a full plan about what they were going to do. The police review board report that came out, the printed report, said that the members of the board commended the officers for their actions rather than questioning whether Mr. Perkins actually reached for that gun. So there are just a lot of questions about these cases that really need public discussion is really what my issue
is.
Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And again, the mess of how tort and liability for the city intersects with the problems we're paying for and not paying for, or the thing problems we only delay payment for. It's an unfortunate phrase, but I don't know one that's more politically correct. So, suicide by cop. You know, according to the narrative the mayor read, that was almost the explicit request of this person in mental health distress. And during communications, Jason Renaud from Mental Health Association of Portland presented, we were talking about the same issue. One way or another, society is going to pay, whether it's hospital bills, funeral expenses, tort liability. So we need to really, we're fortunate. That's an unfortunate, here's a person who's probably very low wealth, low income, and in a situation where he has come to believe with his attorney that $60,000 is a correct amount to hopefully reset his life and deal with whatever ongoing trauma and injuries he has. But I know you're all working hard to really deliver to us the systems of care that make this never happen. Some of that is going to be a slow process. It's not in place, based on what was said earlier during communications. But, there's not an official, because it's weird, because the city, of course, is in one extent expected to limit its engagement and involvement. Yet we know one of our neighbors was suffering extremely and is probably going to have some forms of prolonged suffering. And we don't know whether the $60,000 goes in the bank and he becomes emotionally distressed again in a year, or if he's permanently connected to care and support. So let's cross our fingers and vote yes.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty, did you have a comment?
Just so you know, there's something wrong with this clock.
The digits,
yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Very
okay, thanks. Carla, maybe we could get that looked at after
what?
The meeting.
Your LEDs are going
the, clonic, the clock's not working. It may be the LEDs are out.
Yeah. Thank you.
We'll have to allocate that fall bump. New clock. Very good. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. We'll move